Good morning. We're continuing with halachas of Tachanun, as found in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, and this is at Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Ches. And this is continuing the topic of Tachanun, which we discussed in Chayotim Klal Lamed Beis, Siman Lamed Gimel. He does not really discuss this point, but we touched on it a little bit when we started learning the halachas of Tachanun, regard to the issue, the Isser in the Torah of the of what's known as Eben Maskis, that a person is not allowed to bow down on the direct floor, on the direct ground, because Eben Maskis, Loisitim Artzachem, Lishachal Basalel, you cannot cover the ground, you don't want to do it on the dirt, so you cover the ground with some stones, flat stones, and then you bow down on that. You do hishtachavoya. So, what exactly is the Issa deraisa? What is the Issa derabanan? How do you address it, etc.? So, the Issa deraisa is only if you have two points together. It's directly on the ground, number one, and they did a hishtachavoya. Hishtachavoya, as found in the Torah, means that the person would lie down totally on the ground and spread out his arms and his legs. And that's called Ishtachavoya, and that would be an Issa D'oraisa to do that anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even when one's doing it to Hashem. Chazal came along and said that even if a person is not doing the act of Ishtachavoya, doing it directly on the ground is also Mirabbanan. So there's an Issa D'Rabbanan to be bowing down on the ground, which we call Nefilas Apayim, the person putting his head, Venerfim up in Ahem, that's going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan. However, they said that Issa D'Rabbanan only applies if there's a person is directly on the ground, because the two conditions are directly on the ground and Ishtachavoya. If neither one is true, he's not doing Ishtachavoya and it's not directly on the ground, it's not also even Mid'Rabbanan. We spoke about Tachanun that the even when it's not on the ground at all, they specifically would tilt their heads to the side, and that's what we do, in order to avoid any elements, semblance of this issue, and that's what Magen Avraham says, and the later commentaries grapple with the understanding of this Magen Avraham, since we're not on the ground, and we're not doing Hishtachavoya, so why do we need to tilt our heads to the side? But that is our minig. But applying that to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when a person goes down onto the ground by Korim, Rosh Hashanah it's done during Chazar Sashatz of Musaf. Yom Kippur, we do this Kriya four times during Chazar Sashatz, three times in conjunction with the Avoida, saying over the story of the Kohen Gadol's Viduyim, and once in conjunction with Aleinu. The primary element the person has to be aware of, there's an Isser of Nefilas of being Neufel, Alapayim, onto the ground. So the person has to make sure that there's a separation between his face and the ground. Now this is a mistake some people make, that they focus on separating between themselves, their knees on the ground, and actually that's not the primary thing you have to be worried about. The primary thing you have to be worried about is between your face and the ground. So if they give you this small piece of paper to put down between you and the ground. That's all you have is one. Put it between your face and the ground, not between. Now, alternatively, your person can take his talus and cover his face with his talus and separate between himself and the ground with the talus. And there's not really, and that would be sufficient. Question comes up in a case where you have carpeting. That the person can say that, you know, when you have tile on the ground. So tile functions similar to stone. So you're on the stone. You have halachas of this halacha mirabbanan of you cannot do hishtachavoya on that, and you cannot do nefilas apayim on that. I'm sorry. You have the hishtachavoya is the raisa still possibly, and nefilas apayim without hishtachavoya is also mirabbanan. What about carpeting? If there's carpeting which is attached to the ground. Now, a rug is a valid separation. because it's not part of the ground, but a carpeting which is attached to the ground. So this, there's different opinions in the poskim whether we look at the carpeting as part of the ground, and the Issur Rabbanan would still apply, or since there's carpeting which clearly is not Evan, the Torah was giving an Issur of Evan, so even though it's attached to the ground, it would be sufficient to be a separation. So in a situation where there's carpeting, a person still should use something else between themselves and the ground. Because of this machlokes, a person should be machmer. And to remember that the main place you want to cover is between your face and the ground. It's not very clear that there's any real bona fide makor besides a minig which people have to machzik between their knees and the ground. We have Kaiso seems to have undertaken a minig not to bow, stand on their knees and bow. And that's not very clear that there's any specific issur in that at all. Okay, Bez Hashem, in the upcoming shir, we're going to move on to Entchagadim, onto the next klal, and deal with the lochas of Keller Chapayim, Ashrei, Lam Latseach, and Vol Tzion. So that will be the upcoming shirim. Meanwhile, have a good day.